Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is an incumbent duty of every man, woman, boy, or girl who is alive on planet Earth to praise the Lord. No one is excused. While it is the duty of everyone to praise the Lord, it is the great privilege of the redeemed to do so, for praise is comely for the upright. Why should we praise the Lord? Because he is worthy to be praised. The very fact that he is the creator gives him the right to be exalted by his creation. The redeemed are even more indebted to praise him because of his great mercies to them. When should we praise the Lord? At all times. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Complaining and whining will always be eliminated when we praise the Lord. When should we praise him? When our soul is bowed down with sadness, and there is none to comfort us. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. When we remember his goodness. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. When we study and hear his words, my lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. While we are to praise him continually, night and day, as we go about our varied activities, there are times that should be set aside to give ourselves totally to the activity of praise. We are to praise the Lord while carrying out our business, yet we must set a time to devote ourselves to the business of praise. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Praise in private is a good thing, but it cannot replace the necessity of praising God in the midst of the Lord's people. How should we praise the Lord? With our whole heart. The Scripture tells us to bring the sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice, by its very definition, involves the paying of a price. That which costs us nothing cannot be a sacrifice. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Do you praise God with your whole heart?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.